this is our spiffed out podcast that we just started. We've actually done this, we've done a practice episode already, but that's going to be bonus content on the DVD. So,
the DVD.
Well, that's what they always say. So anyways, we should just introduce ourselves because we haven't done any other podcasts, so it's not like, oh,
we already introduced ourselves, Abby.
Well, we have to introduce more about ourselves. So my name is Abby, obviously, and I've been watching Project Runway and Top Chef for a while, except not really that dedicatedly until...
Oh, great. You know, that's great, Abby.
Until...
Announce that to the world.
Until we got DVR, and now I watch them both, and I also watch Step It Up and Dance. How about you, Sophie?
I just started watching Project Runway and Top Chef during the fourth season of both, so last year. And I don't watch any other Bravo shows because I tried watching Sheer Genius and failed at it miserably. And Abby's been bugging me to do this introduction right.
Yeah, because she got it wrong the last time we tried this.
I think so, it was important to mention that.
Probably. And so, anyways, we just hope that you guys enjoy what's coming up in this podcast. We're going to start with this welcome, obviously, and we're going to go to our news segment, which, you know, there's only so much we can do there. Then we're going to go through a recap of the first episode, and we're going to go into a discussion of the first episode of Project Runway, this is obviously. And then we're going to talk to you guys about emailing us, and then we'll wrap it up. So, it's just a preview for today. This should have come out with the first episode, like, that week, but I was in camp for the first two episodes, and I just sort of got back, so... This is the first time that I've been able to take control of the office and actually do this.
We're at Abby's house.
Yeah, we're at my house. Because Sophie's house, I've never been in.
Has a small child.
Has a small child, so that would mean you'd hear crying in the background.
Wait, actually, Abby, we shouldn't admit that. We're in studios.
Yeah, we're in our recording studio, but sure we are. And so, any background noises like mail trucks and computers in here... I'm sorry, I live
or in... Or Abby screaming.
Or that, or... that was a little creepy. That's just because we live in suburbia, so... So, that's all, and so we're just going to move on to our news segment, because we don't really have anything else to say right now.
I have plenty to say, but Abby will probably hit me if I do.
Yeah, because it'll probably be something off-topic. So, now into our news segment... Welcome to our new segment. Before we start anything, we just want to give a shout out to Blogging Project Runway and Blogging Top Chef, which are going to be our main news suppliers in this because they cover two of our favorite TV shows very, very well.
So thanks to them.
Mm-hmm. So much for all of what they've done. So with our first news thing, Sophie, you want to go?
Well, this is actually from Boston.com's StyleFile blog, which has informed us that the trial between Bravo and Lifetime regarding Project Runway's move to Lifetime has begun. And something that I thought when I first heard this is whether viewership will really drop, because it seems like at least most viewers will at least give Project Runway on Lifetime a try, plus some new Lifetime viewers may start watching. But most people seem to be wondering whether the tone of the show will shift when it goes to Lifetime. What do you think about that?
I don't think it's going to change all that much. I mean, I think there's going to be definitely a different element to it.
And they're going to be in Los Angeles, too.
Yeah, which makes a difference. I mean, no more Parsons, which, on a side note, this season I loved how the wall color changed in the sewing room. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, yes. I didn't.
I feel like the wall color changed. I was like, oh, look at it, changed again. But anyways, yeah, I think that's gonna add a different element, but I don't think it's gonna be a change for the worse necessarily.
I think that either it's going to be a lot better or a lot worse it's going to be a lot different, definitely.
Yeah.
But I think maybe like just mixing up the show because it's been five seasons, which that's a lot for a reality show and still be able to keep things new and entertaining. And also probably the cast of characters might be slightly different. And I just think that they'll have so much more of a range on what kind of challenges they can do. I mean, the whole New York at Night thing, that's been done a couple of times, like, similar challenges in the past. Whereas Los Angeles, I mean, one of the things I was reading is how there's a whole red carpet, like, angle that they could pursue in terms of challenges.
Right, yeah, I was noticing, like, I feel like all the challenges this season so far have been, like, repeats of the past. So far, because, I mean, not the eco aspect of the models choosing it, but I feel like something like that has happened before.
Well,
maybe that's just me, but, like,
there are kind of categories that I think the challenges are in. There's, you know, let's see if you can make dresses out of random stuff we found, like the candy store challenge last season and the Gristiti's challenge that was repeated this season. Then there's, you know, like, when they actually get actual, you know, cloth and have a kind of, but there are still restrictions, like the models choosing it, such as the second episode. And then there's inspiration challenges, like the third episode.
I feel like they've done that before. Like, that reminds me of, you obviously probably didn't watch it, but the season 3 finale.
Yeah, season 3.
Where they took pictures of me. It was pretty much the same, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was similar. The nightlife thing was kind of a
twist on an old idea, really.
Which is what a lot of the challenges are like, I think.
For the most part. So, we don't really have much more Project Runway news aside from this whole
On Boston.com was an article about the faux hawk.
Yeah, there was an article around in the Boston Globe and on Boston.com that was about faux hawks. And both Suede and Richard were featured in that. Richard from this past season of Top Chef.
So, how many, like, Project Runway and Top Chef contestants have had faux hawks?
Quite a few. There's always
Richard,
at least one.
Jen from last season, Suede, Christian Siriano just sort had of. Weird hair.
He just sort of had, you know, unique hair.
Nice way of putting it.
But anyway, so that's all our news on Project Runway, because since the season's in full swing, there's not so much about past contestants and whatever. Especially because I think it's actually going
on. Probably most people know this, but, you know, Leslie and Daniel are dating.
Oh, yes.
Which is why it was adorable when Daniel's like, I missed Leslie. Yeah. I thought we had a real connection.
I was going to wait till later, but in the podcast, but Daniel was my first choice, and Wesley was my second choice.
Yeah, we choose who we think is going to
win. We'll get to that later, but anyways, I was like, yes. So, now we're going to move on to some Top Chef news, because that's obviously not going on right now, but Sam Talbot from season
two,
I think, he got engaged really recently, which is so...
And he was a guest judge on this past season.
Yeah, he was a...
For the episode that Spike won.
Yay!
I'm probably the only Top Chef fan who likes Spike.
I liked Spike. He was kind of cool. But anyways, nice to hear from Sam. Because I feel like somewhere I was reading this on, like, people.com or something, they were saying that he's pretty much one of the most successful Top Chef contestants without, like, winning at all. From that season or something.
Well, I think it's probably easier to mark the success of Project Runway contestants, whereas I think that when you're a chef, success can be measured in, like, different ways.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. I'm not going to try.
Okay, so in other Top Chef news, season 5 is supposed to be set in New York.
They'll have a New York inspiration challenge.
We'll have to take pictures and then design a dish based on the picture.
Design a dish.
Quite an interesting idea. But, so that's cool. I mean, they've been going to different places. I mean, Project Runway has, like, stayed constant, but Top Chef has been a different place every season, right? Because season 2 is Miami, and then...
I don't know.
No, you wouldn't know, but I feel like... Wait, I don't know. Don't take my word for it.
Well, they put a lot of emphasis on, you know, it's Top Chef Chicago. Which is, other than the first episode, it wasn't very... I mean, it was kind of like, you know, cook for, like, a Chicago football team game, or I don't know football, but, but it didn't seem to be, like, really, like, Chicago emphasis, which I thought was odd, considering, you know, they put it in the title and all that. But anyway.
Anyway, on an... the, I have a friend who lives in Chicago.
Oh, and this isn't really news, but if you go to the Threadless website and go to TV, there's this really amusing clip of Andrew from this past season of Top Chef cooking with friends.
We'll link this in our post, our first post.
Dinosaur Remembrance Day.
That was Reptar from Rugrats, which you didn't watch because we had this conversation yesterday or the other day. But anyways, yeah.
So, Threadless. Am I discussing how Miles from Lost is similar to Ant? Spike is off topic, but
Rugrats is not off topic. Anyways, so Threadless is pretty much an awesome site. Both me and Sophie order her shirts from there, and it's really cool. So while you're there, you know, check out some of the designs.
And if you liked Andrew, you will love this clip.
Yeah,
it was. If you thought he was a spazoid, you'll think he's a spaz in this clip.
It was just, it was great.
It's so enjoyable.
Very, very much enjoyable. So, I think that's all for news.
So let's go on to episode discussion.
And no, it's actually the recap.
Episode discussion and recap. We'll discuss the episode while we recap it. I mean, what are you going to do to recap it so much? They had a challenge. Then Emily got kicked off.
Okay, okay.
End episode.
We're going on anyway. Welcome to our third take of the episode recap and discussion, because we forgot who the winner was.
So Abby forgot who the winner was. I remembered.
She only remembered what her dress was.
So this episode was the Gristides Challenge, which was a kind of recreation of the very first challenge ever on Project Runway.
Woo-hoo.
And it was very interesting. It was one of those challenges that I was talking about before, where Heidi and Tim are like, okay, guys, here's a random store full of stuff. Make a dress, and it better be good. So they had to make stuff from a grocery store called Gristides.
Yay!
And the winner of this challenge was Kelly, and she made
her dress out of coffee filters and vacuum cleaner bags.
Yeah, and I really liked the skirt of her dress, and you know how she did the bleach and dye and whatnot.
Oh, I loved her skirt. I was watching this with a couple people at camp, and they would wear that seriously.
The top, I was a little.
The top looks like a bra, but made out of coffee filters. I think the top is a little lame.
Well, the top, I think that if it had been paired with a different skirt, it definitely wouldn't have been as good.
Yeah, but definitely. But it worked. It worked for what they did. And then the loser, of course, was spoiler Jerry.
Whose dress?
I loved his model. His model looked like. She looked like. I can't place it. She looked like.
Somebody, Abby will remember later.
She looked like the mom in Juno. Not the mom, but the adoptive mom. What's her, do you remember?
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner. She looked like Jennifer Garner. I don't know if I'm the only one who saw this. But that was.
Anyway, Jerry, okay, I'm sorry, Jerry, but I think his styling choices brought him down a lot. I mean, the fact that he made a scary-looking serial killer raincoat probably wasn't, great, but you know, giving her rubber gloves and giant white boots didn't help.
The rubber gloves just, that sort of put me over. It was okay.
Well, I was willing to let him get away with it. Wesley did rubber gloves, too, but he made them look a lot more,
Okay, so
class.
So that's our. So do you think Jerry should have gone home in this challenge?
Okay, I didn't think. Well, I was a little on Jerry, because it's. Especially, there's this one quote where he's saying something along the lines of, I'm not going to make a dress out of, some random stuff. And I'm just thinking, what show do you think you're on? I mean, Project Runway is all about making dresses out of, random stuff. If he thought there wasn't going to be one challenge like that, he had no idea what was going on. But in terms of if I had no idea who made them, and was just going by the design, I would have said send home Stella, because
me too.
She just stuck trash bags. Something that I thought was interesting was last season, comparing the designs that people made to the first season, you could just see how incredibly far it was, they had come. Whereas Stella, hers wasn't that different from you know, like, the first season.
Like, honestly, she was like, I'm working with trash bags and they suck. It's like, okay, that's what you get for trying to make a dress out of trash bags.
Well, I'm just not into her.
I feel like it's a good portion her own fault for choosing trash bags.
And also, well, it's it looks like trash bags. Like, I mean,
she looks like she just, like,
threw them on last minute. Jarius has, like, you know, shape, the movement isn't good, but I mean, in this picture, I don't look at it and immediately think shower curtain or whatever he made it out of. Whereas this, I look at it and I'm like, why is that model wearing trash bags? And can I also just say, there is no token red-haired model this season, and I am very mad about that.
You would be.
I want my token red-haired model.
So, and do you think Kelly should have won? Because I loved her dress, and I feel like it was obvious she was going to win, but I really liked Daniels. Like,
I think that she definitely should have won, because I just think that she really, I mean, you can't see it in the picture, but you know what she did with the fasteners in the back?
Oh, yeah.
She just really did a lot of really innovative things, and I think that Daniel's dress was also really good and really innovative, and I'm not unhappy with Kelly's win, and I would have been perfectly happy with Daniel winning. I think they both did a great job. And someone I thought the judges totally overlooked was Kenley. I loved her dress.
When was hers?
It's the first one. See?
Oh, right. I loved her skirt. I didn't like her top.
Well, considering she made it out of, like, a rubber ball, I was just like,
cool. Oh, right.
Yeah, and
then, yeah, and she
only
points.
Used a little bit of the tablecloth, which, yeah, we should talk about that.
The tablecloth.
Yeah, points to Tim for totally, you know, being like, why are you using tablecloths, guys?
I honestly loved anyone who didn't. Like, I think that's part of the reason I really loved Daniel's dress, despite it. Like, it didn't fit her well enough, but it was okay, because
yeah, if he had done something tailored, he would have been taking a lot of risks.
No, but, like, he couldn't have because he hadn't, like, seen her before, sort of thing. But I liked how he used his material, and I think he used it really well, and I think it looked decent.
It looked really good on the runway.
Yeah, it looked fantastic.
Whereas, I think that he managed to make a better dress out of plastic cups than a lot of the designers did out of tablecloths, which is a huge feat.
Another dress that I really liked that didn't get a mention was Wesley's.
You just like Wesley.
I did like Wesley. He was so, like, camp. But
really.
I liked his dress, like, because I think he used, like, cups or something, and
yeah,
also
I think
a tablecloth.
He used that in a really good way.
And I think he used his gloves well, and I just think it looked decent on his model, but it was, like, it was a well-made dress, I think.
I thought it was good. I thought the fit, like, it was kind of, like, I think he definitely wasn't going for the whole form-fitting look. But, like, I didn't like it as much as some of the other dresses, but I thought it was really good, and I had high hopes for him, and then it all came crashing down, and I was sad.
One that I also like. Oh, wait, we should talk about this one.
Oh, well, the one tablecloth dress that the judges apparently liked was by Cordo, and
I didn't like it. It was, like, salad on a yellow plate.
Oh, that's harsh, Abby.
I'm sorry, Cordo, if you're listening to this for who knows what reasons. But I didn't, I mean, she used her materials really well.
I really
liked
the dress.
And I'll give her points for that.
And I liked
but
the,
I didn't like it.
Well, I liked the fact that she, you know, she was the, like, Austin said. Oh, Austin Scarlett judged.
Love Austin Scarlett. He's so awesome.
Yeah, we
so
have no organization, in case you haven't noticed. Well, like he said, she was the only person who used, you know, like, fresh food and, like, I give her definite props for that, because I was just thinking, isn't it going to fall off the entire time her model was walking and everything? And I think her dress, like, definitely on her model, looked fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think hers was definitely the best tablecloth dress. But I, you know, I personally think that if, yeah, something I always am sad about in the first few episodes is how the judges, you know, they only talk about six dresses, basically.
Yeah, and also the cameras only follow the six people who are in the top and bottom, usually. Like, did you notice that? Like, that the only people that they really concentrate on and that you see a lot of...
Well, that's just, you know, reality TV.
Yeah, that's just
how it just makes sense.
Works. But, like, it's kind of, like, disappointing in, like, in the later challenges that there were, like, in the next two, which we're not supposed to be talking about yet. But, like, there were a bunch of dresses that I really liked. They didn't say anything about. They didn't say anything about Daniel, who was my favorite. But that we're going to discuss later, too.
Well, and also Terry, who, you know, has done. Her stuff is really good. Oh, right. You know, didn't really get any discussion until she did make it into the top three.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also, another one I hated.
Well, let's actually talk about Terry's dress.
Yeah, let's
now.
Talk about the dress.
Top, especially because she made it out of mop heads, was amazing. And it looked good on the runway.
It was well made, but I don't like it.
Well, it didn't really have any kind of, like, connection. It was just kind of a top and a skirt that didn't really look, I think, that good together. And the skirt was an afterthought, you could tell.
Yeah.
But, you know, considering that she just made that top out of mop heads and it looks fantastic,
gets points for that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just go through some of the other designs we haven't mentioned really so much yet.
Okay,
we're
going to
talk about suede. Suede, you know what? I didn't hate his so much. And I don't...
Really?
It was okay. You know, it wasn't anything special. It was like, oh, he's gonna be in the middle.
Yeah, like, I didn't think it was really horrible enough for the judges to totally call him out, in considering that he just made it out of stuff in a grocery store. But as a dress, it's you know, to a specific taste, I guess.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think that adding whatever kind of, like shiny fabric or whatever, or plastic or something, really helped the fact that it was made out of a tablecloth.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to hide. So the next one.
Okay, the next one is Emily.
I hated her color. I was just like, oh my god, I think it's tacky.
Well, the dress itself is kind of, I saw what she was getting at, but she also, like, it looks, you know,
yeah, but
like
you
tissue
can,
paper.
You can make fashionable stuff out of this stuff. I mean, lots of them did make, like, really fashionable stuff, but she, like, failed. I feel like she's like, oh.
Well, all that's, you know, actually, just to say this, she does have good styling because I really like the boots, and they make the outfit cool. And I was just thinking that if she had used some other shoes, I would really not like this. And thinking about that now, it's just not really... I saw what she was going for, but it's just not a good dress. I mean, Kenley's ruffle neck in the next challenge is a good example of how to do that correctly.
Thought they were made by the same person at first. I was like, oh, that's a repeat, but no.
Okay.
I wasn't sure who made that.
Yeah, there are a lot of... it's like...
Repeated themes.
No, it's like the Bravo, you know, casting was like, how many, you know...
Look-alikes.
Mid-20s young woman can we get on the show this year?
Okay.
And so speaking of, let's go to Leanne.
It was okay.
It was.
That's
all I can say.
It was okay.
It made me hungry.
It made me hungry too.
I
wanted to eat the candy on it. It was like the candy actually looked decent.
Looking at that now, I can definitely see. I was, you know, looking at it then, I was just thinking, huh, it's a kind of, you know, puffy pink dress. It's okay.
It's okay.
But looking at it now, I definitely see some of the architecture that she has shown in her later dresses.
Yeah. I think she, like, put it together really well.
Yeah, and I think that I think it was a little bit too much, I mean, it makes me hungry more than anything. Okay, so let's go to the next dress. This was Jennifer, who is, you know, Jennifer, Leanne.
They look the same.
I haven't really been too impressed by Jennifer. Her dress is a white frilly dress
with kisses on it. It was you know what? It wasn't anything special again, but it was decently made and she did a decent job.
Did she only take the tissue paper from there?
I don't know.
I mean, cuz that seems kind of, I mean, if she had only taken the tissue paper, that just she should have done something like really just in like insane and inventive and crazy just to, you know, kind of, it's only white tissue paper.
Yeah. I don't think the shoes match, though.
Well, I don't blame them for that, because, you know, whoever goes to the Blue Fly, like, you know, the Blue Fly accessory wall last is just probably
screwed. They get stuck
with
the bad shoes.
Oh, actually, of the shoes, I saw this really cool pair of, like, blue high-heeled Mary Jane-ish shoes that I now want. So,
okay.
Ooh, let's see what model had those.
Next.
Okay.
This one was okay. This one, you know what? I liked his top. I thought he did, and I liked what he did with the umbrellas. I just think she looks a little bit too much like a Who from Whoville with her hair thing going on.
She looks like she should be performing at, you know, some kind of circus-y type thing. Yeah. It's, you know, an aesthetic. I'm not too... His stuff is, like, kind of over the top. It reminds me of Chris March last year, except Chris eventually started making really good stuff.
I loved Chris.
Yeah, he was...
He's great.
It was actually something that I kept hoping when Wesley went home. I was like, please, somebody get sick, and then Wesley will come back.
I know, that's what I thought. I was like,
which
oh,
makes
Wesley.
Me a horrible person.
I wanted him back. He was my favorite. So the next one, we like this dress. I like Keith's dress. I mean, it's a little, like, weird, but I think it looks really good.
His was out of the tablecloth dresses, I did like his.
One of the better ones. Yeah. He used the tablecloth well.
Keith, although, like, he seems in his, you know, he doesn't seem to really have a lot of emotion in his interviews. It's like Jillian from last year.
Yeah.
And I liked Jillian, so... Okay, let's go on.
Next one is Joe. Is he the designated straight guy of the season?
Yeah, he's the New Jersey dad with two kids.
Oh, my favorite. But I liked his dress. I liked how he used pasta.
Yeah, this is...
Because I just thought it was... I was like, what a tacky print at first. And I was like, oh, it's pasta. Never mind.
The fact that he was all, it's Italian. I just like it for that reason. Definitely.
So, yeah. He did a decent job with it.
This is my favorite of his dresses. Oh my god, did it stop?
No, it didn't stop. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna continue going. Ignore that. So the next one we're gonna go to is Blaine's.
Oh my god, Blaine.
I don't know if we can even talk about this, because
it's not really a... It's not...
I think everything the judges
is it
say...
clothes?
It was a diaper. I think that's exactly right when the judges said that. You know, they totally captured all my feelings for that dress in, like, that phrase, you know?
Well, my issue with it is... It's not really an outfit. It's kind of just something stuck on a model. Like I think it's like she went through mood and just grabbed a bunch of fabric and just, like, kind of stuck it on herself. And then, you know, Blaine just sent her down the runway like that because he thought it was, you know...
Yeah.
Licious.
Licious. Oh,
licious.
God.
If he says fierce-licious, I will...
Fierce.
Oh my god. Okay.
Did, like, Tim Gunn say it'll be a hot mess or something in one of the episodes? He was like, well, you better make it work or else it'll be a hot mess. And I'm like, oh, Tim Gunn, Christian Siriano has been rubbing off on you.
Well, it's something interesting is, you know, maybe last season, Blaine or Suede, who talks in the third person, might have really annoyed me. But at this point, I just can't get over, you know, Stella and her leather.
Leather. Okay. So, that's more second episode stuff, which we're trying not to reference too much.
failing, miserably.
Failing, but, so now we're gonna move on to a general discussion of our impression on some of these new people and who we are betting on for this season. So, stay tuned for that. Okay, welcome to our general discussion segment, and we're not going to talk necessarily about the episode, but just overall Project Runway. So, for this one, since this is the first episode, we're just going to talk about our impressions on of all the designers. So first, we have to talk a little bit of backstory. Me and Sophie like to, Sophie and I, grammatically correct one, we like to choose who the winner is in the first episode. Preferably,
who we think the winner like a game.
Yeah, like, preferably, like, the first 15 minutes or so, because that makes it even more intense.
And then we choose our second favorites in the coming episodes, and then whoever, like, totally wins overall gets bragging rights.
We did this for season 4 Project Runway, and I guess...
Well, I didn't, not really, because I was just watching it first then, and I hadn't really...
She didn't grasp the concept, but I decided in the first episode of season 4 Project Runway, about the first 15 minutes, that Christian Siriano was going to win.
Like half the viewers.
And he did, so I was very proud of myself. So then we did this.
But then I won for Top Chef.
Yeah, and Stephanie. That was like your seventh choice. My second.
Third. And Dale, who was my second choice, helped Stephanie, so...
Yeah, so my first choice for that was Ryan, if you care, and my second choice was Richard Blaze.
Ryan.
Ryan, he was a joke. Ryan. I chose him in the first 15 minutes.
Ryan, oh, I just love the fact that he totally looks like a football jock. And he's like, do I look like a jock? I'm just like, I like clothes and I'm kind of metrosexual. I was like, oh, Ryan.
Okay, so now we were getting off topic. As always,
let's go.
So we're going to talk about some of the designers. So anyways, my favorite for this season is Daniel. And this will be on the record that...
The guy is... Okay, Daniel. I think that he's talented.
I think
he's
so amazing.
Stress management.
He's
learn it.
He's got some like stress problems, but I think he is a fantastic designer.
He has issues with timing. Because, you know, like the second episode, he had timing issues.
Yeah. Shh, not yet. That's for
the
next
third
time.
Episode.
That's for
okay.
10 minutes from now.
I think he's cool.
I really like him.
I can see him going far if he doesn't like crumble into a little ball and like Parsons and. Start ripping his hair out.
I liked him a lot, and my second choice was Wesley, which we're not going to talk about yet, because we don't want to spoil anything.
Okay, Wesley, you know, he can wear shorts, because he can pull them off, and I don't get why people give him a
like,
bit.
He, like, is, like, this guy who I met this summer who wore shorts with lobsters on them, which look just like that, and, like, I swear they have the exact same fashion taste.
I actually, you
they
know...
They must both be from Connecticut.
Like, from the waist up, I actually really like his clothes. I like Wesley. He's cool.
I like Wesley. He's pretty awesome.
And I was, and so
he's
I'm
from
really...
Massachusetts.
Exactly.
Would you look
I
at that?
You.
Just like us. We got. There's someone else who's from Massachusetts. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I actually, in comparison to like most guys on the show who either wear stuff that's like because I think most girls on the show wear their own designs to you know market it.
Oh yeah.
Whereas guys who you know like assuming they don't you know have menswear lines can just kind of wear whatever. And for some people like Jarrell, I'm just you know. Put a
oh,
shirt
Jarrell.
On, please.
Oh, Jarrell.
Well, I just
character.
You know, I design for, you know, like, Saudi royalty or something like
he actually is quite a character.
Oh, man, he looks like a pirate in his little biopic.
It's probably his own clothes. I don't know. But, like, his own designs. But, yeah, so, someone else we should talk about is, Jerry, even though he got eliminated.
I just don't think he was. I just don't think he was right for the show. Like some people, I think are talented designers,
and
but
young.
They're just not good for reality. Yeah, Abby just likes hot people.
We're not gonna talk about that right now.
Oh God!
Don't know who's listening to this. Anyways.
Oh no. Okay.
Joe, our designated straight guy.
I liked Kevin better.
I like
I'm
Joe.
I'm sorry, Joe.
I like Joe. He's straight. I mean, he is straight, and I like his talent.
I don't know, I think
I like
he might not,
so far.
Well,
like
he might not
made.
Be that good for reality, like, the challenges and stuff yeah. either, because he hasn't made anything that I've been really like, wow, that's really, you know, cool and awesome, and I really like his aesthetic, and I would wear it, but, you know, whereas Kevin, I think, like, last season, I'm sorry, everyone knows that Kevin and Kit got totally overlooked by the judges, and then,
no.
You know,
oh, don't, we both, like, I like Kit, she was my favorite, anyways, so now,
let's go,
someone else,
Keith,
I was gonna talk about Suede,
let's
fine.
Just talk about Keith a little,
let's talk about Keith, you know, I didn't actually think he was gay at first, honestly, and then,
seriously?
Yeah, and then the third episode, he's like gay, and I'm like, oh, somehow I'm not surprised,
gay Mormon, yeah,
oh, right, that was,
which
good
is
story.
Very contrasting, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
Mormon, like Stephanie Meyer.
Oh God, let's not talk about Twilight.
That's a different
oh,
topic.
Oh, by the way, if you like Twilight, and you have read the fourth book, please email me with your thoughts because I really want to know. Because
yeah.
I despise Twilight.
You can email us before we talk about the next one about Twilight, and you can just address it to Sophie, and she will read it, and it
yeah,
will
I'll
be
just
all
like
fun.
Just to talk, not really for the show, yeah. but just
because. Just because
yeah.
you can.
Okay, let's go and move
Suede.
On to Suede.
Oh, okay. Talking in the third person, I think, goes a little overboard, but I think he is a decent designer.
He's just so, I don't know, even though he talks in the third person, he
sweet.
Just seems, yeah, he seems sweet and
he
genuine.
He seems like a sweet guy.
And normally I would, like, I mean, you know, like, Christian last year, I was kind of like, please stop with the fierce, oh my God. But I think, well, I think this time, I'm just comparing everyone to Stella, and her leather thing is driving me up. Blah.
Yeah, I don't like Stella so much either. I mean, I like her more as time goes on. I'm sort of like, oh, she's kind of cool, becoming interesting, but
the clothes
but
she
overall,
designs, I mean,
not so much.
I mean, seriously, all she wants to do is do leather. She's got no.
She doesn't have any, like,
open. I don't think she's really showing a range that the kind that is required for the show.
I also like Terry. Terry just seems like a fun person. I
mean, she seems kind of cool. I don't know. Her personality doesn't, like, call out to me in particular, but she just seems like a really, like, she seems like a really good designer and, you know, really laid back.
And she's, like, a point of view, like, especially with the third challenge, which we're not going to talk about.
And she really seems not to, like, really kind of spaz out with the challenges. Yeah. Like, oh, my God. She seems she seems really good at kind of, like, she's taking chill. Her point of view and putting it to the challenge, which is what's kind of required for the show.
I also, Kelly, at first, first introduced, I didn't like Kelly so much. But the more times goes on, she just seems like, I love how when they're in person, she's always, like, talking to people and she'll give her, like, opinions and stuff. And it seems like everyone's sort of, like, benefiting from her presence sort of thing.
I think that her I thought she was going to do a lot better than she has been.
Yeah.
So far, but honestly, I think that it seems like she works best in challenges that are more
innovation.
Require her to be a lot more creative. Otherwise she seems to kind of overwork things a little.
Yeah. I also like, I kind of like Corto. I mean, whose name we're probably pronouncing wrong. Because I'm not sure, because I feel like Tim Gunn pronounced it differently than I did.
Let's just say Corto.
We're sorry. Corto. We're sorry if we're pronouncing your name wrong and you're listening to this for God only
knows what reasons.
Because
you seem like a really nice person.
She seems really nice.
We've only been talking, like, when we're talking to them, we've only been talking, like, to Corto. Have you noticed that?
Really?
That seems a little
strange. That's a little weird. We're talking to Corto. Corto, listen to us. No. You're conscious, Corto.
I think she's very much focused on kind of more simplistic designs, and what she made at first, similar to Kelly, kind of raised my hopes a little higher than what she's delivered since then. She seems to definitely kind of...
I feel like every season of Project Runway, whoever wins the first challenge goes really far. So I'm thinking Kelly's gonna go really far. Because I feel like that... Austin Scarlett won the first season.
No, he didn't.
He won the first challenge.
Yeah, but he didn't win the season.
He went really far, though. He didn't get to Fashion Week. He was right before Fashion Week. But, like, that's still pretty far. And, like, Rami won the first challenge this past season, and he got to the finale. I feel like
Christian also, he was, like, the second.
Yeah.
Second.
So there's high hopes for my Daniel, who got second.
And, I'm, for Kelly and Corto, I think a few more challenges will kind of really cement my opinion of them.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Leanne. Oh, let's talk about like Leanne, Emily, and Jennifer all at once.
I feel like they all belong in the category. Leanne, I liked her horn rimmed glasses, though. Just have to put that out there. That was, like,
she seems to look wicked. In the Talking Head interview, she looks really different to me than in, like, Parsons in the workroom and everything.
Like, I feel like she and Jennifer look really alike, and, like, right now, seeing both their pictures, they don't. Yet they do. It's like, there's some weird similarity.
They kind of, I think, have, her fashion must is a plain white or gray t-shirt.
Plain white tees. Okay,
Well, so, all of them, well, you know, Emily is all, you know, she's underground. She's urban.
It's like she's trying to be cool.
That. I just don't see that much from her designs. Jennifer, I forget what kind of, like,
Jennifer isn't memorable.
I forget what she said her style was like. It was something that would require me to have knowledge of fashion or art, I think.
She seems like my mom, sort of.
She seems...
Who might be listening to this. I'm sorry, Mom.
Mean. That's kind
of... No, like, in a good way. Like, they seem like they sort of dress similarly.
She seems... I'm not sure. Oh. She seems kind of cool. I don't know if... her first dress I thought was kind of, she was just kind of restricted by her materials, and I'm not going to go into what she's done since, but I think that I haven't really gotten a real grasp. She seems like what she's very feminine.
Yeah,
and that's all I've really gotten from her style.
I just need to say before we continue on that there's thunder and lightning outside. So if you hear any large crashes, that is from the thunder and lightning and not from me falling out of my chair. So just in case you're wondering, it's also raining and I have to save our podcast so far so that if the power goes out, we don't lose it. But
But
that's just a side note. I just had to
weather in Massachusetts. Short God, segment.
Yeah, in case you haven't figured it out yet, we live in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
If it wasn't the Boston Globe, or oh, he lives in Massachusetts like us.
Yeah.
We just told you.
Okay. And also, well, and just moving on of the three random brunette female designers, Leanne is...
I like her.
She seemed, definitely, like I said before, she has a very architectural feel to her designs.
Yeah.
Like, not really kind like of flowy that. And nice like cool. Jennifer's are.
I like Rami.
I think it's... yeah, you know, Rami.
I
like draping.
No, really.
Yeah, okay. And also, have we talked about Kenley?
No, I don't. I think Kenley she's the last
awesome.
One.
Kenley is awesome. Kenley is super awesome and cool, and she is my pick.
She's your pick. Daniel versus Kenley. Daniel's obviously going to go farther.
Kenley is... Okay, Kenley... Well, for one thing, she's won a challenge now, and I just really like her style. Like, I like what she wears, and I like what she makes.
Okay, so yeah, that's our cap in the designers. Is there anything else we need to say, really?
Not really. Well, yeah, I don't think so. Well, who was the guest? Oh, yeah, Austin Scarlett. We've already talked about that.
I love Austin Scarlett. He was my favorite. He was my favorite in season one. I loved him. And I'm so sad when I found out that he didn't make the finale because I watched this one round in season three time. And I was like, oh no, Austin Scarlett didn't make it far enough.
Well, I but actually...
He was at Fashion Week because they have to have the...
Yeah,
they don't want to ruin the show.
Well, actually, something... I saw... The only episode of the first season that I've seen... I've read recaps and I've seen pictures of all the designs and all that, but the only episode that I've gotten a chance to see of the repeats on Bravo is the one where they had to make... Of the first season, when they had to make swimwear. And I just loved how Austin was like... I draped her in the wind and the water and whatever.
So Austin. He was like the coolest guy ever. I loved having Austin on the show. So thank you, Bravo, for doing that. You made my heart warm a little bit towards the new season. Though, speaking of that, they did not release the cast until, like, 2 days before
the premiere. They did not do a lot of promos.
I was so disappointed. I was going to make my pick before I even saw the first episode.
Well, and I think ratings have been slightly down because of that. I think that if Bravo wins the whole lawsuit against Lifetime, or what's going on with that...
Whatever the hell that is.
I think that if they win and, you know, viewership has just dropped off because they did a terrible job of promotion, it's just going to be shoved right back in their faces.
Yeah.
And I think that it was a bad move because people are going to be watching this season, and even if they're annoyed at what's happening, they owe something to the show.
Yeah. So that's all for this recappy stuff. Well, no, that wasn't a recap, that was a discussion. It was discussion-y stuff.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about how you can contact us.
And all that fun stuff, how you can stalk us in your free time.
They don't want to stalk us.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Anyways, that's coming up, so... Yeah! Reading emails from, yes, you guys, our listeners, and also be talking about polls that we're posting on our site. Now, you might notice while we're doing this that Sophie isn't here, and that's because we had to re-record this later from an error the first time. So, and that Sophie wasn't around because she left, because I didn't realize this till after. So to make it easier, I'm just recording this myself, just a technical note. So, anyways, we have a couple different ways that you can reach us. Of course, we will be on iTunes, and our main site that you want to access our podcast that will have all the links to the sites that we talk about will be at fsquaredpodcast.blogspot.com. No dashes, no dots, fsquared podcast at Blogspot. So that will definitely be our most spiffed out place. So that's probably the best place to catch us and our podcast. We're also on Podomatic, which is where we're getting our feed. A Podomatic is a squared podcast.podomatic.com. You can check us out there if you remember there and if that's easier for you, but that's really not going to be our primary place to post pictures and stuff from the new seasons. So definitely check us out at our blog, and you don't need to be a member to see our blogger. I'm not sure about Podomatic. Also, our feed I can get you in a minute once I find it, but since I'm doing this all on my own, there's no one really to fill the blank space, but yeah, I'm sort of just now to fill up the space till I find. Okay, so our RSS feed, if you have an RSS thing that automatically directs you to these and tells you when they update, that might be easiest for you. So our RSS feed is fsquaredpodcast.podomatic.com/rss2.xml. So if you want to use that to listen to us, perfectly acceptable. And I think, I don't know if it's going to give updates on other stuff there, but that's pretty much our feed where we're going to get everything. The feed is linked on our blogger, but we're also going to try to post the episodes individually. We're not sure how well that's going to work out, but we'll just have to see and what happens. We also have an email, but of course our email is fsquaredpodcast@hotmail.com. And you might be wondering why we didn't just do F squared, and that's because F squared's actually taken on a lot of places, because there's probably people whose names are FF and they decided to make their email F squared. They stole our name, but that's okay, because we're probably actually stealing theirs. So anything else contact-wise that I can think of? I don't think there's anything else. We might set up a voicemail and a forums later on, but that's about it that I know of. So, that's about it. So feel free to send us an email about anything. We really want to hear anything, any of your thoughts. What you think of us. This is our first time, doing this, so we're kind of newbies at this, so we really want to know what you guys are thinking. If you like it, if you don't, if there's something you want us to add, we'd really appreciate that, too. Let's see what else. Anything. And we're also going to find on the web some place that'll let us create polls to put on our blogger. We'll probably have a section of our sidebar that's going to have a couple polls. It'll be, some of them will be Project Runway related, like, did you think Jerry should have gotten eliminated? Others might be more our podcast related, like, do you think we should have a special on Christian Siriano? Something along those lines. But we really want your feedback on those, and it's not hard. Hopefully it'll just take a couple seconds to answer a poll, and it'll really go a long way for us, and we'll really, really appreciate it. So I can think of, I'm also on fanpop.com. I don't know if any of you are on fanpop. I'm going to be posting that there, so you can probably find me there. I'm DramaLlama56. I know Sophie isn't there. She's not on fanpop, but you might know me from that, Fanpop's Got Talent, which I placed second, not to brag or anything. Anything else? Not really. Any questions, comments, as I said, you name it, and if you were on Project Runway in any form, or if you even auditioned, we'd love to hear about that too, and I think that's one of the things that I got out of this part that we really would like to know. We'd like to know, your opinions, who your favorites, anything. We just really want feedback, and we really want to know what's happening with you guys, and if you're liking this, and your own opinions, because, you know what, we really don't have any other Project Runway fans or Top Chef fans in our area other than us. So that's part of the fun of this, is meeting other fans. And so, yeah, this is going to wrap this up now. After the music, there'll be a quick wrap-up segment with me. Sophie will be back, because I don't think I have to re-record that. But anyways, thank you so much. And as I said, really appreciate your email. F-squared-podcast pretty much is our general URL at any site. Thank you, and here comes the ending. our closing segment of our podcast, in which we say goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for putting up with us.
I'm not sure if I would be able to listen to all this, and, you know, we're just hoping to get less rambly and more awesome.
Yeah.
So.
And our next one will probably post it in the very near future, because we're about to record it, because we have to do 2-in-1 sitting.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to talk about different news. Don't worry. Hang in there.
But we have news that we forgot that we are saving for you right now.
Big topics to talk about in the news segment.
Really?
Yeah. Shh. They don't know what they are yet, so I can't tell you.
Okay, well, anyway, listener people, you're awesome.
Also in the next episode, more rants and ramblings about Project Runway's Finest, and our opinions on the winners and losers.
For each episode.
Yeah, which, and talking about how I don't remember the first 15 minutes because I was half awake for it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, goodbye. Goodbye. Bye. We'll miss you.
Thanks for
Have
listening.
Have a nice day.
Adios.
Adios. Thank you.